All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, May 21st of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a six-game early MLB slate get underway earlier today. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a seven-game main MLB slate later this evening. We have a single NHL showdown, single NBA showdown, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning, so I'm sure plenty of people will be building their golf lineups tonight. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. Another reminder, we will not have a show on Friday or Saturday of this week. Last office hours of the week will be tomorrow, Thursday, followed by Build Review Show at 5 p.m. Eastern. So just wanted to make that reminder once again. All right, let's get SaberSim up here. We have the seven-game MLB main slate loaded up here. We do have some questions to get through here, so that'll be good. Always a good start. First question of the day. From your experience with Build Reviews, what are some things of note, in your opinion, that you see winning players do apart from casual players? Thanks. Really good question. So if you guys don't know, we used to do the Build Review Show every single day, right? I was reviewing builds every day, and then it was like twice a week, and then like this time of year, it's like once a week. So I've done like hundreds and hundreds of like build reviews, and then that's, you know, kind of on top of studying my own lineups, right? So I'm like really familiar with Flashback, looked at like a lot of things. I will say that what I notice is that like the best lineups have similar macro characteristics. And when I say like macro characteristics, I'm more talking about like the correlation, the projection range of the lineups, the salary used, right? The people who are building those lineups care a little bit more about like the macro view of their lineups. Like, hey, if I play lineups within this projection range that use this much salary, that have this much correlation as far as like stacks and stuff go, over time I will get to good lineups that fit within those parameters. They're not so much concerned about like, okay, who is like the lock tonight, you know, what team or what player is in like a good spot to kind of go off. They think about it, it seems like a little bit less, because you'll see two players with kind of similar characteristics, and sometimes they're on different plays, or sometimes you'll see like a player where they're really, really high leverage, maybe on like one pitcher. And then you'll see like somebody else who they are just super flat across the board. Mind you, all of their like macro characteristics of the lineups are really similar, but they're approaching the slate totally different ways. So they're not like worried about like what team is going to go off, or like, you know, what pitcher is going to have a good day. Somebody might come in it like, hey, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, spread out and diversify. And then some people might be like more concentrated, and like maybe the concentrated person is like coming at it from that angle, and that's fine. But then there's somebody with like equally strong lineups coming at it from a totally different direction. But the, you know, underlying like lineup aspects are the same, right? So that's kind of what I tend to see in Flashback. But you know, don't be afraid to study even contests that you're not playing, right? If you want to study like the best players in the lobby, you know, go study the large field 150 max like every day. You know, I'm positive you can learn things from people playing those contests, and then take it with you into your mini maxes, your, you know, 50 cent mini max, your $1 mini max, right? Because the best players in the lobby don't even have access to those contests, right? They can't see contests under $3. So you're never going to get to see, if you just study the lineups within your contest, what the best players at the highest level are doing, right? You kind of have to go outside of your contest to go and see that. And the good thing is that, you know, you don't need to play that contest in order to analyze it and review it, right? You could just go into Flashback and then you can go and see that information. So I think that's really good. A really good thing to do is like study the best players in the lobby and not only study the best players in your contests, right? So I think you can learn a lot. Something I did a lot, you know, I used to study a ton of like Utical and like Petty Theft when I was like trying to, you know, improve like my NBA process. And those were two players who like did things like wildly different. And then sometimes you're like, okay, sometimes they end up on the same plays, even though they're normally different. It's like, okay, well, what do we see here? And you can like learn things about like the correlation or different things like that. So I think all those things are important. All those things can help you to get better. So that's where I would start using Flashback for sure. All right. Good question there. This one came from a discussion in the support channel in Discord, and I dragged this question over because I thought this was a really good one. Question is, there's a lot of different things to click and change. If I wanted to see more of a player or of a team even, what are some of the best ways to do that? All right, good question. So there are, in my opinion, couple different things you could do here. Okay. I'm going to talk about kind of all of them first, and then we'll talk about the ones that I think are a little bit better to use. Right. So first thing is you could change the projection of an individual player, right? So let's say I wanted to get to more of Aaron Judge, right? Okay. Well, I could just go into, you know, filter for the Yankees here, right? And then I could go in and I could change Aaron Judge's projection. Okay, this would be one way to get to more of him. However, changing his projection is not going to help you get to more Yankees, so to speak, right? Because even though Judge, right, we click on him. This happens to me like all the time. If you guys watch Office Hours regularly. All right, let's see. Let's reset that. And let's let the player table load back up. All right. So let's go back to Yankees, go back to Judge. All right. We click Judge, right? So even though he is correlated to the other batters in his lineup, right? This is what I wanted to show. You're 0.9, 0.9, 0.8, 0.8, right? All the batters there. Changing his projection will not have a like cascading effect on the other players in the lineup, right? It is just to him. Now, that would help you get to more Judge, okay? If you wanted to get to more Yankees, like with Judge, right? You could set up a rule. You could say like, hey, you know, if I'm going to use, we do like a group manual. We would say if at least one, and then let's put in, you know, Aaron Judge. And then we like then use at least, and we could change this number to whatever we want. And then we go and we select all the other batters in the Yankees lineup where it's like, hey, if I'm playing Judge, then I want to use at least maybe two more Yankees, right? This is super, super aggressive, okay? But it is an option, right? It is something you could do. So we could do something like this. Other things we could do, right? Well, if we're going to boost his projection, boosting his correlation slider higher, if it can go higher, right? Sometimes it's at 10, here it's at 9, would amplify the correlations of the other players. So like he's going to grade out really well. So like he'll probably get in a lot of lineups. Well, if he's in the lineups naturally, it's going to boost, the correlation slider is going to boost the other players on his team. So that could help as well. Right. These aren't my favorite ways of doing this, you know, like the single projection with the correlation slider, the rules, but these are all ways you could do this, right? Other ways you could do this. One of them would be, you know, Yankees are a bad example. They're really low, I think, because they're facing DeGrom today. Yeah. So let's go take like a different team. Okay, we take maybe Boston. Let's take a team with a higher total. Okay, maybe we take like Braves, right? Yeah, this looks a little bit better. All right, so like the Braves top five hitters, right? 9%, 15, 13, 11, 7, right? Well, if you lower their projected ownership, then that effectively makes them a better play, okay? Because the builder is going to say, hey, these guys, you know, do pretty well. They have a high run total. They're, you know, going to have a lot of plate appearances because they're like an away team, all those things. And, you know, this is like the ownership the builder thinks they should get, right? If you artificially lower their ownership, well, now they're going to end up in less lineups and they're going to end up grading out better, right? Less lineups a player is in, the more likely you're going to get exposure to them, right? So if we took all their ownerships and we like chopped them in half or 5% down or like all those type of things, we would probably end up getting to more of the Braves here, right? So that's another way. There's two things to be mindful of here. If you are on starter, then you can just change their ownership projection, okay? You can just change this. This updates the adjusted ownerships, and that the adjusted ownership is a variable in the SaberScore formula, okay? So simply changing the My Own column is all you need to do for starter. Now, if you're using Contest Sims, which I saw the user who asked this question was, you would have to create a custom field. So then I would like, say I come in here, right? I drop these ownerships. Okay, 5% for Verdugo, 10% Riley, 8 for Olsen, 6 for Ozuna, right? And then I would go on and do it. Then I would have to click the gear icon and move this question, go to the generate field from ownership button, and then generate a custom field, and then go to the contest tab, and then change the field lineup source from flagship MME, and then there would be a field lineup option underneath Saber ownership sources, and then change it to the custom field, which I've just generated, lowering their ownership, okay? This is another way of getting to certain teams, right, is lowering their ownership. The ways I've covered so far, I'm kind of going from like the ones I'm like least likely to recommend to like most likely to recommend. I think I want to leave everyone with what I would recommend you should do. So again, you know, individual projection adjustments with correlation increases, rules, ownership, decreasing players' ownership to help you get more exposure to them since their ownership is going to come in less than like the sim thinks it should. Now, getting closer to what I think you should do, right? Another option here would be to increase minimum exposures, okay? Minimum exposures will do a better job of helping you get to a team or player, right? Individual players are a little bit different than teams, right? If you're trying to get to a team, I would use the team stacks. And ideally, I would use the all stacks tab, set up my minimum exposures, right? You could set it to individual players. That is an option, but it also doesn't mean you'll get stacks, right? So like you're hoping you'll get stacks, but you might just get exposure to that one player or something like that, right? So team stacks can be a little bit more useful in that sense. Now, the reason I don't like this one is a little bit more of an... No, it kind of works on both. So just because you increase the minimum exposure to the team doesn't mean the builder is going to like that team anymore, right? It's going to give you lineups with that team, but one, they might be ranked really low by SaberScore, or two, they might have really low ROIs, right? If you're using contest sims, like, hey, you know, I want, you know, 20% of Kevin Gausman. And like, okay, I'll give you 20%, but it's going to be, you know, lineups that are lower in the pool because SaberSim doesn't think lineups with this player grade out really well, right? So if you think this player is going to grade out better, it might be better to adjust their projection or couple the minimum exposure with a small projection adjustment, right? So, okay, I'm going to do both. I'm going to increase their projection by like 1 point, and I'm going to set a small minimum exposure. And by small, you know, typically what I recommend, right, is something like slightly lower than the player's ownership. So like if Gausman's like 14% owned, I might set this to like 10. And that way the builder is going to get me like pretty close to his ownership. And what I'm trying to say here is that, hey, you know, I understand that Saberson might not like Gausman that much, but I do. At a minimum, I do not want Gausman to be the reason I lose tonight. I don't want him to do really well and I'm under the field and I don't end up, I end up needing him, right? At least if I match his ownership, well, at that point I can say, you know, no matter what happens, I have as many shares of him as the field does. And I'm still alive, whether he does good or not. I still have the same, you know, ratio of lineups here, right? I think that's like one of the best things you could do when you find yourself in a situation where SaberSim doesn't like a player and you do, is like at a minimum, just match the ownership and try to get leverage elsewhere. Cause that'll help you feel better if they do good or if SaberSim ends up being right and they don't do good, right? At least you matched and you're kind of neutral and you know, you pick other spots on the slate, right? So that's my advice there. That's another way you could do this, right? Is like the minimum exposure approach, team stacks or individual players if we're like talking about pitchers. Now, the best way to get more exposure to an individual team is through, in my opinion, adjusting their projected runs, okay? Let's say I think maybe Arizona is going to do good tonight against the Dodgers. So what I would recommend is either like half a run to like one run adjustments here. That's generally plenty. And we could just like run an example here. So I'm going to run default build. Okay. I have not adjusted the run total for Arizona. And I'm just going to run 500 lineups. And what we're mostly going to be looking at here is just the pool exposure of Arizona. Okay. So we're going to run 500 lineups with no projected run adjustment. And then we're going to run like two more, one with like half a run, one with like a full run, and then see how much more Arizona we're getting in both instances. All right. So this first build is just about finished. And we're going to cancel this contest sim. Okay. So now let's go to team stacks. And we'll go to pool exposure. So at Arizona's base projected runs, we're getting about 6% of them in our pool. Okay. We're getting about 2% five stacks, less than 1% four stacks, 1.5, three stacks, and then about 2.5% two stacks. So from there, you know, 6%, 2.5 is coming from two stacks. Okay. So let's just keep that in mind. So then now what we're going to do is we're going to boost them. Let's just boost them a full run and see what this does. Okay. So we're going to click yes. We're going to make the adjustment. We're going to click yes. It's going to say retrieving adjusted projections. Now there is one more step here. We got to go to players. We got to go to the gear icon in the My Proj column, and we got to switch this to SaberSim adjusted. Okay. We switched this here. Now let's actually go and look at Arizona. So let's go filter for them. So their baseline projection, let me go to batters. Okay, interesting. Hold on, I want to try this somewhere else. That was the A's. Okay, so it did work for the A's here. So I don't know what went wrong with our Arizona example, but let's just switch to the A's really quickly. And this is the same build. Okay, so we're going to switch to the A's real quick. So the A's pool exposure at their default projection, projected runs, was 18%. Okay, and let me just send a message to somebody really quickly. One sec. All right. So we're going to stick with this A's example. So 18% and then default, we made a one run projection adjustment. Now we're going to click rebuild lineups. So then now let's see the difference in just raw pool exposure when this happens. All right, it's almost done. Okay, so let's cancel this. We don't need it. And then we go here. So now with this one run adjustment, the A's went from about 18% up to 24%. So up about 6% here, right? This was like a, what, like a 33% increase from where they were at. They were at 18. Then they went up 6%, which is like one third of that number. So this would be another way of doing it, right, is getting more exposure to them overall. This way also helps them to perform better in the contest sim, right? Because we didn't just say give us, you know, 24% A's. We said like, hey, we think they score more, right? We go, we look at the players, like we sort by order. Wilson went from 7.6 to 8.3. Soderstrom went from 9.3 to 10.4, right? All these players are doing better than their baseline projection. So in my opinion, this is the best way of doing it. Notice we're getting like 80% also. Like, yeah, we're getting 24% total, but the builder is kind of zoning in on this team. And it really comes down to that, you know, they're scoring a lot of runs for their ownership, right? We go and we look at the ownership. The ownership doesn't change when we adjust their projection. Their projections like 10, 15, 14, 17, 12, like ownership wise. Okay, well then the next team closest to them in projected runs is the Phillies at 7. And Phillies are like kind of close to. I was expecting Phillies to be like a little bit higher. But either way, you know, I think that this is like, in my opinion, the like quote unquote, like right way to do this. And so, you know, it's possible like you're missing a step or something along the way, but we went over basically every single thing you could do from like rules to individual players, to correlation sliders, to minimax exposures, to team stacks, to run adjustments. And like, those are like all the different ways. Like when you're saying like, hey, there's a lot of different things to like click and change. Like, yeah, you know, I do, I agree. And like, I understand, but if I had to kind of rank them, I would kind of rank them in that way, with projected runs being the best, followed by minimum exposures. And then all the other things that you can do that we talked about. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Hello, right now I have Cat as my captain, but I don't want to play Thomas as a flex. Okay, so there's a couple different things you could do here, right? We'll just use, you could do this a couple different ways. I'm not sure if I could just like find a lineup with Thomas and Cat, but the idea here is going to be the same. So number one thing you could do, right? Let's say I'm building one lineup, okay? So I'm building one lineup. And maybe I like having Jacob DeGrom as one of my pitchers, but I don't like having Megel as the other pitcher, okay? It's like what I would do is there's two things you could do. Okay. Number one is you could click this pencil icon and you could just take Meggle out and then be like, I don't want to play this guy, but I am okay playing AJ Smith Shaver, right? And then I go and I put him in the lineup and then I click save. Now the lineup gets updated without that player. Okay. So that would be one way to do this. All right. Is just use the pencil icon to make adjustments. Second way to do this would be to come into the pitchers tab. And then for my exposures, I could use this, right? Like, okay, I don't want Meggle. So then I set him to 0%. When I set him to 0%, the builder is going to go and find another lineup that doesn't have him in it. Now, the only thing that can happen here, which happened here, right? Our second lineup, we're on lineup two now. This one doesn't have DeGrom. So if you don't have opinions about DeGrom, well, then fine. Just zero out Meggle, and then you're good to go, right? So in your instance, you would just zero out Thomas. If you like having Cat at captain, one, the first method could be better for you if there's just one piece that you don't like. Or two, what you could do is you could just like double set the exposures where you're basically saying, okay, I really, really like DeGrom, or in your case, Cat, but I don't like Thomas. So then what I would do is I would set 100% to Cat in the captain, which I'm using DeGrom in the pitcher. And then I would set zero to Meggle here or Thomas in the flex for your example. And then I would hit apply. So then now the builder is going to do two things. It's going to go keep a lineup with DeGrom, but without Meggle. So for you, it would go and find the next best Cat lineup that doesn't have Thomas in the flex. So either some combination of adjusting exposures or the other option would be to manually adjust the lineup with the pencil icon. Okay. So those are like the main ways that I would be trying to adjust my lineup if there was a player that I didn't like. All right. Good stuff there. Had some nice long questions here with a lot of discussion. So appreciate you guys tuning in. We are all caught up here. So I'm going to get out of here. I will see you all tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.